Do you remember the last time someone said something so outrageous it left you questioning the boundaries of free speech? Maybe it was a viral tweet, or a controversial protest, or a heated debate on campus. Freedom of speech is the cornerstone of democracy. But should it be absolute? Could society function better with some boundaries in place? Or would restrictions on speech be a slippery slope to tyranny? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is Limits to Free Speech Are Justified and comes from the U.S. Law category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. Free speech is often considered a fundamental human right, protected by documents like the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution and Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. However, even these protections acknowledge limits, such as restrictions on hate speech, incitement to violence, or slander. The debate over how far these limits should go has raged for centuries, with John Stuart Mill's On Liberty advocating for minimal restrictions, while modern democracies grapple with issues like misinformation, cyberbullying, and extremist propaganda. This topic is vital because it strikes at the heart of how we balance individual freedoms with societal well-being. In today's hyper-connected world, one single tweet or video can spark massive repercussions. How we approach limits on free speech affects everything from online platforms to the safety of our communities. Now, let's debate. Agree. Limits to free speech are justified. We need to prevent harm. Absolute free speech can lead to real-world harm, such as inciting violence or spreading hate. For example, in 2021, several countries introduced stricter laws against hate speech to curb rising extremist rhetoric. Philosopher Karl Popper's Paradox of Tolerance argues that unlimited tolerance can lead to the demise of tolerance itself if it allows for the proliferation of intolerant ideas. Public safety. Speech that incites panic or endangers public safety, like shouting fire in a crowded theater, is an example of why legal limits are necessary. Courts have consistently ruled that public safety outweighs unrestricted speech, as seen in the landmark U.S. Supreme Court case, Schenck versus United States in 1919. We need to combat misinformation. In this digital age, false information spreads rapidly, undermining trust in institutions and endangering public health. If there are no legal consequences to creating and spreading misinformation, the public will lose all trust in any and all information, leading to a complete breakdown of trusted communication in society. Disagree. Limits to free speech are not justified. This is just a slippery slope to censorship. Once limits are imposed, governments or corporations could misuse them to silence dissent. George Orwell's book, 1984, serves as a chilling reminder of how restrictions on speech can lead to authoritarian control. Limiting free speech legally creates a chilling effect on expression. Fear of punishment or backlash can deter individuals from voicing legitimate opinions. For instance, journalists in countries with vague anti-speech laws often self-censor, leading to less robust public discourse. How do we even define harm? What constitutes harmful speech is often so subjective and varies across cultures. For example, while some view offensive jokes as harmful, others see them as essential to challenging societal norms and sparking important conversations. Now for some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the first agreed point about prevention of harm could be, who decides what qualifies as harmful? Overall, broad definitions could suppress minority voices or unpopular opinions. One possible rebuttal to the disagree point about stifling expression could be, reasonable limits, clearly defined, can protect free speech while preventing abuse, ensuring that marginalized groups feel safe participating in public discourse. The challenge lies in defining limits that protect society without eroding the core principle of free expression. In recent years, debates about free speech have intensified on social media platforms. Companies like X and Meta face scrutiny over their policies for moderating hate speech, misinformation, and harmful content. Additionally, legislative efforts like the European Union's Digital Services Act aim to standardize rules for online speech, raising questions about jurisdiction and enforcement. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are a few ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. Limits to free speech are justified when addressing hate speech. Should speech that promotes discrimination be treated as a crime? How do we define hate speech in a way that's fair and consistent? 2. Limits to free speech are justified in times of national emergency. Should governments restrict speech during crises to maintain public order? How can we prevent such measures from becoming permanent? 3. Limits to free speech are justified on private platforms. Should companies like Twitter, now known as X, YouTube, Meta, which has Facebook and Instagram, and other social platforms, have the right to set their own rules? How do we balance corporate policies with freedom of expression? If you liked this topic and want to debate the philosophical angle rather than the legal side, we have a similar topic in our philosophy category. An individual's freedom of expression is of greater value than political correctness. If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram or TikTok account at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.